Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 and 1580 WAMW. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber. Each week we shine a spotlight on topics important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. Well, we have an appropriate topic this morning as we get into the Christmas season. I'm excited about this, and I'm joined by a neighbor and a friend, Drew Stuffel, and we're going to be talking about The Journey 2017, which is a program put on by a local church, and really excited to have Drew here. Drew, welcome.
Thanks, Grant. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So tell me about this program that you're working on, and how long you've been doing it, and a little bit about why you do it.
So, The Journey is an annual Christmas event that is hosted by New Hope Christian Church here in Washington, Indiana.
And Drew, do you attend at New Hope?
Yes, I do. Me and my wife, Rebecca, have been going to New Hope for 3 years now, and this is our second year in helping with The Journey.
Cool. And Rebecca, and I know you guys just got married not too long ago. How long have you been married?
We did. A little over a year and a half now.
Sure. She's a nice person. I think you probably married up. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
That's good. Good for you.
Yeah.
I did too, so.
So The Journey, this annual event that we put on, it's supposed to be sort of a simulation of the journey that was traveled by Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, leading up to the birth of Jesus, if you're familiar with the Christmas story. So what we do is we have guests come through our church here south of town, and they will come through the church, and we will lead them through a series of camps that are set up out back on the church grounds.
Okay, and they're outside, is that right?
It is outside, so we do encourage anyone who is coming to this to dress warmly for the weather.
Okay. Will there be any hot cocoa?
There will be at the very end. It's usually kind of the cherry on top.
Cool.
At the very end.
Sure.
We do bring you back inside to warm you up a little bit, give you some hot cocoa before we release you.
Sure.
So this event, we try to make it as authentic as possible. A lot of the dress, a lot of the communication, a lot of the
just all the mannerisms that we're going to be seeing, and the way people, and so are there going to be live animals, and
there will be live animals.
Okay.
There will be people dressed in costume. You'll get to see the whole experience, everything from seeing Roman soldiers to
sure.
merchants in the shops of Bethlehem trying to sell you things. So it's truly a unique, authentic experience.
And what types of things are these people going to try to sell me?
Well, they may try to sell you a little bit of food. There will
okay.
be little samples of food.
Oh, cool.
Characterized by the time period. They might try to sell you clothing.
Okay.
Might try to sell you some woodwork.
Now, will they negotiate with me?
they may try to.
Okay.
But you're not pressured to buy anything.
Sure.
They may be aggressive, but you're absolutely not pressured to buy anything.
It's like being at an outdoor market or a flea market or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. So how many years have you guys been you told me how many years you've been doing it, but how many years has New Hope been doing this program?
So this is our 23rd year of hosting the event, and it all started back
amazing.
In... Yeah, it's gone on for quite a while here in town. Back in 1994, I think a group... with the church wanted to do a truly unique Christmas event that be unlike anything that we see here in the area, in the Wabash Valley or the tri-state area. And so there are a lot of groups that like to decorate for the Christmas season. There'll be live nativities. But what we do is a little bit different. It kind of highlights the certain things that happened. If you're familiar with the Christmas story, there were many key characters.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that a little bit. So the journey, and some folks who are probably familiar with the Christmas story kind of know what that is, but specifically, what journey are we talking about here?
Okay, so leading up to the birth of Jesus, Mary and Joseph had to travel a long ways while she was pregnant. to Joseph's hometown, which was Bethlehem. So there was a long trek that they had to take.
How far was that? They were coming from where to where? Do you remember?
I'd have to go back and look. I don't know off the top of my head, but I know it was several hundred miles, I believe, back then. And of course, traveling, you know, 8-9 months pregnant is no small feat.
My wife doesn't want to go anywhere when she's pregnant, so I can't imagine putting her on a donkey and taking her to Bethlehem.
Right, absolutely. So this experience, you'll go from camp to camp, and you'll meet certain people. You may meet shepherds, you may meet wise men, you may meet certain people who, if you're familiar with the Christmas, the story of the first Christmas, several of those people were present, and they were players in the Christmas story. There's really quite a bit going on.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to take from it, and there's a lot to say about the experience, as compared to what you might experience with just a live nativity.
Sure. Well, it sounds like it's going to be an interesting program. Like I said, I've not been. For our listeners, I am on with Drew Stuffel, and we are talking about Journey 2017, which is a program that's being put on by the New Hope Christian Church here in Washington, Indiana. Drew, how long is this program going to run?
So it should only run, by the time you come through the doors to when we release you, it should last about 40 minutes, and that can be dependent on the crowd size that we see come through the doors. There are some weekends where it might go a little quicker if the weather is not cooperating, and it could take a little longer if we have some good weather and there's pretty good turnout.
Okay, and the first day that you're going to be starting this is which day?
The first day is going to be December 8th, and we will open our doors and try to get the first visitors in by 6 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
And then usually the last group, depending on it depends on the crowd size, but we try to get the last group through the journey around 9 to 9:30 p.m. So the whole thing should be wrapped up, and we can get everyone home hopefully by 10 o'clock.
Okay, and does it stop on Christmas, or when is it over?
No, so it's only going to be this next weekend. So it's only going to be December 8th and December 9th.
December 8th and 9th. All right, yep. I'm going to write this down. So my family would love to go to this. Why are you using, this type of approach versus, you talked about a live nativity, and this is a lot of work, it seems like. A 40-minute show. How many people are involved in it?
All of the volunteers that we have that help put this on are members of the church.
Okay.
Like I said, about 23 years ago, a group in the church really wanted to do something unique around this time. Not only to remind people of why the Christmas season is important and the true reason for celebrating the first Christmas, but they also wanted to do a few things as a result of our efforts. We can then reach out to other people in the communities. We can in our community, and we can provide some resources that we're able to accrue as part of part of putting on the event.
I understand. It's a ministry of the church,
right?
And it's I thought maybe it ran for a long time. I remember one time we were at I think it was Pizza Hut, and there was a group of Amish folks that came in and they were all going out there, and the guy was like, "Why don't you just go right along with us?" He acted like it was a really a neat thing. So I'd be excited to go, and I'm glad that you're working on this year. What role are you playing, Drew?
So my wife Rebecca and I are part of a small leadership council. It involves us and a few members of the church staff.
So you're not Joseph or baby Jesus?
No, I won't be. I might be in costume.
One of the wise men. Are you one of the wise men?
I'm not one of the wise men. Okay. You won't see me out there, but I may end up guiding you through the journey. So
okay.
Might be some bad radio here, but all the men usually grow some beards. Okay. So I've got a little bit of facial hair here going that I've been working for the last month or so.
That's a good looking beard.
Yeah, thank you.
You look like a wise man. That's good. So, it's interesting having this conversation, right? Second day of December here, where we're starting to focus on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about this being a ministry of the church, but what are you trying to communicate to the community, and why do you put all this effort into it?
So the big thing that we want people to get out of the journey is that there is there's this larger reason that we celebrate this holiday, and it's not only a neat thing for us to put on, and you know, usually when families come and bring their kids, the kids have a really good time. They really enjoy the experience. We also convey to them towards the end that this is what we've seen here is just a depiction of the real reason for the season and why the birth of Jesus is important. And we hope that when you get through it, that's the main takeaway. We don't charge admission, and we don't require tickets to be on hand ahead of time, because we want this to be something for the community to come and see,
to learn about the Christmas story, and to get context,
and to understand that this is not only a season to receive gifts, but it's a season to give. And so, although we don't charge admission, we do take up a free will donation towards the end of the event that goes on to support our compassion ministry, which is ministry.
What is that?
So that's a ministry that we have here in town on a need-to-need basis. We have connections in town through different organizations that that support those in need, not only during this Christmas season, but year round. And so all the proceeds that we get as we put this event on goes straight into our compassion ministry. We don't keep any of it.
So the compassion ministry, that's an interesting thing. I'd not heard about that. So everything that you collect at this program is going to go to that?
Correct.
And that's just on a case-by-case basis. If you hear about someone that has a need, and the church group at the church sort of vets that and looks into it, and then decides whether or not they're willing to assist with that.
Yes, absolutely. So whenever we hear of a need that's arisen, either with someone who may have just recently lost a family member, may have recently lost their job, we have connections here in town that connects us with those people, and we can provide food, we can provide financial assistance. It's little things like that.
That's a wonderful thing. That's really important to talk about these things. We kind of forget what Christmas is about with, you know, you've got shopping, and you've got Cyber Monday, and you've got Black Friday, and you've got all this stuff, and my kids are making me lists of things that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose sight of what we are truly doing, or what we're supposed to be celebrating during the Christmas season. So that's a wonderful thing. If someone had a need that they wanted to bring to your attention, could they reach out to the church or reach out to you, Drew?
Yeah, they could. So if they wanted to get a hold of us to help any of these needs, they could contact the church. We have a phone number that is 812-254-3699, or you could send us an email, and that would be office, OFFICE, at newhopewashington.com.
Okay. So 254-3699.
Yep.
And office at newhopewashington.com.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. I'm going to give you the last word here. We're talking to Drew Stuffel, and we're talking about the Journey 2017 and what the program is that they're working on. I want you to tell me just the Christmas message that you don't have children, do you?
Not yet.
So this is something I constantly work on with my kids. Like, what is Christmas about? What mm-hmm. are we doing, and why are we doing it? So I'm going to allow you to explain what you're doing briefly and why you're doing it in the context of the Christmas season.
So the whole purpose, the whole idea of this group that tried to start this event 23 years ago really wanted us to create something unique, and we wanted to bring the focus back from like you said, there's you know, all sorts of days.
And the junk that we take in at Christmas time, sure.
Right. So we want to really bring the focus back from those certain things, the Cyber Mondays, the Black Fridays. We wanted to bring it back to the focus that is the birth of Jesus Christ. And so that can sometimes get lost quite a bit when we're getting all wrapped up and getting our lists together, when we're trying to make sure we hit everyone on our list as far as buying gifts and then, of course, receiving gifts. But this season and this holiday should be much more than that. It should be a celebration for communities to come together, to give to one another, and to have compassion, because those are some of our core beliefs as certainly members of New Hope Christian Church and throughout our community.
Well, that's a wonderful plug for this program, and I think it's a really neat thing that you're doing through the church, and I'm impressed that you and Rebecca are taking this on. You did tell me, who ran it for all these years that's sort of looking to hand this off to you? Who is it?
Well, so this is our 23rd year, and I could be mistaken on this, but I believe Jeannie and Randy Burks were part of that first group, that first coalition of members of the church 23 years ago that really wanted to do something unique that would allow us another avenue to give. And they've done a fantastic job. It was really never intended to be as large of an event as it is now. You know, there were a few hundred people that we could reach came to the very first one. And as we started doing more interesting things throughout the history, we've had larger farm animals come through. We've had Roman soldiers on horses. We've had a camel 1 year. So there's some authentic things that have happened through the years, and really we're proud to say that the event now welcomes thousands of people through our doors in the span of 2 days. And we're able to share the Christmas message to them.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. I really appreciate your efforts. I know the Burks, and I could see them being involved with this. So mm-hmm. This is a wonderful thing you're doing in the community. Incidentally, the sign just went up on 57 there above, right by my office just yesterday.
So I saw that coming back in.
Glad to see that. Well, thank you, Drew, for coming in, and thank you for sharing this program that you're doing, and we appreciate you taking a leadership role on such an important program in our community. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Grant.
Focus on the Community has been brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's program and past shows when you visit our website, wamw.com. I'm Grant Schwartzentruber, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 8:35 on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 and 1580 WAMW as we focus on the community.